With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Some counties across the state would normally be rejoicing at the thought of thousands of people visiting for the season openers for trout and salmon. Instead, they're asking the state of California to step in and delay the seasons to limit the spread of coronavirus. Cap Radio's Bob Moffitt reports.
The parking lot of the Marysville boat ramp north of Sacramento has one boat in it. Brian Clemens owns the boat and the business, NorCal Fly Guides.
You figure at any given time that you would pull into this parking lot and you would be the only boat here?
No. No, it's usually pretty stacked this time of year.
He says the spring months are prime fishing time for several species, and the new order from the Yuba and Sutter Bi-County Health Officer to allow only boats with one person or a family on the water will cost him a sizable chunk of his annual income. Health Officer Fong Liu says it had to be done.
There's still significant pockets of the community who are not adhering to the stay-at-home directive.
So what used to be a directive has become an order enforceable by law enforcement. Clemens says he sees the need to a point.
You got charters that have 20 people. I think that's a little too much. But, you know, guides like myself that have two people in our boat at most, I think pulling that's a little crazy.
Jeff Simpson is 230 miles away and heads up the Mono County Tourism Authority. That county has asked the state to postpone trout season.
We have one small hospital with roughly 15 to 17 beds, so we can barely keep up with our resident population, let alone second homeowners or visitors right now. So we are actively saying stay home.
But only the State Fish and Game Commission has the authority to delay a fishing season. It is expected to give that authority to the director of the state's Fish and Wildlife Department on Thursday. I'm Bob Moffitt in Marysville.
California's courts have suspended eviction proceedings in the state until 90 days after the coronavirus state of emergency is lifted. Assembly Housing Chair David Chu says the decision by the State Judicial Council does not eliminate a landlord's ability to start an eviction, but gives tenants more time to deal with it.
Today, the courts took a very major step forward in clearing up a lot of confusion that has existed around what is happening to tenants during this time period.
Chu, along with several tenant advocates, said the move goes much further than Governor Gavin Newsom's executive order on evictions last month. They said that order only pushed the process back until after May and did not halt eviction proceedings in court. The Judicial Council is the policy-making body of the California courts. The number of Californians hospitalized for coronavirus started to level off in recent days. But Governor Gavin Newsom says people have to continue social distancing for the trend to hold. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
The number of positive coronavirus cases increased nearly 11% in recent days to about 16,000. However, hospitalizations grew by only 4% and ICU patients by 2%.
Let me give you a sense of optimism in terms of the curve in California bending. It is bending, but it's also stretching.
By that, Governor Newsom means the numbers are moving in the right direction, but they're still increasing. He said it shows that social distancing appears to be working, and Californians should still remain at home whenever possible. The administration's modeling indicates the state will experience its surge of positive cases and hospitalizations in May. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
KVCR News is updating our website daily with the latest information on coronavirus and its impact to both San Bernardino County and Riverside County. For the latest updates, please go to kvcrnews.org to see how your community is being directly affected. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.